Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Facts. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you are going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in the Word of God, and even the process of what we go through. Our there place is like an Abraham journey. Abraham was called by God and commissioned to go to the there place, and that he would know when he got there because God would let him know. Well, our there place is a continual journey, a search for God, his will, his divine will in our life manifesting as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we discover who he is more and more, as we live it day by day. We're going to see our lives change. We're going to see ourselves changing more and more for the glory of God. We're going to see us be stretched and extended and mature. We're going to see God doing something in us that no one else could do as we allow the Word, the will, the Holy Spirit, the power of God to be manifest in us, and as our submission to him is aligning with his agreeing Word for our lives. We're going to see us growing in depth to depth, height to height, faith to faith, glory to glory. We're going to see increase, and that's what we want. When God chooses an individual, when he chooses a family, a tribe, or a nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of us. He gets that out of us, and we want him to. So we're going to continue to press towards the mark of the high calling of God. We're going to continue to see the demonstration of God being manifest in us. And we're going to see ourselves being moved to a maturity that things that used to get to us and things that we used to fail at and things that we used to not be able to succeed in character and integrity and actions and deed and lifestyle, we're going to see those things fall off, and we're going to see ourselves becoming more and more like the Lord, because we're going to grow, we're going to mature, we're going to receive, we're going to understand. And the power of God is going to allow us to walk and do what we thought we never could. We've been in the book of wisdom, which is book of Proverbs, and we're going back to that book, getting some more life nuggets. The book of Proverbs is the book that is written by Solomon. God downloaded his wisdom into Solomon because he asked for wisdom to lead God's people. So God gave him that wisdom. And so he writes this so that we will be able to know how to act, be skilled in every situation and every circumstance with the wisdom of God, so that we succeed in the places that we have not, in relationships, in how we talk, we discuss things, in decision-making, and how we solve problems, in marital things, in corporate, how we act in our community, how we do ministry. We're going to be able to walk in a wisdom like the Word of God, and we're going to be able to draw what we need as we practice, as we apply this Word, as we command our flesh to behave, and we allow the Spirit of God to arise in us, and we see more and more of him and less of us. So we're going back to the book of Proverbs. We're going to still be dealing with wisdom for decision-making. We're going to deal with that for a little while, and then we're going to go into something else if we have time today. If not, next week we're going to pick up something else. Right now the Lord has us in this wisdom because there are things that he wants, delights to give us, to allow us to walk and move in. There are things that he wants to bring in our lives. But if you don't have the wisdom to hold on to that, you can arrive at a place that God has ordained, but you won't possess that place. That means you won't stay there. You won't be able to remain in that place because of your lack of wisdom, your lack of integrity, your lack of character. And we've heard it said many, many times before, don't allow your gift to take you where your character or your integrity has not been proven. And we don't want God to bless us with things that he can get glory out of, because he wants to be seen in the corporate. He wants to be seen in the community, in your family, in your marriage, with your children, in the community, wherever that is at. God wants to be seen there. He wants to be evident. He wants to be made large through you. And he uses vessels like us who are imperfect. But if we rely on the Spirit of God and we rely on his leading and his guiding by the Holy Spirit, then we will not fail. We'll be able to go through, walk through things that we know we ourselves would never be able to survive or make it through or have the wisdom or the knowledge or the understanding for, but God himself has provided as we trusted and obeyed his divine will and his voice. So we're going back to that. We understand that Proverbs 19 and 20 says, listen to advice and accept instructions, and in the end you will be wise. And that's what we want. We want wisdom. We want God's knowledge. We want his understanding so that we'll be able to be wise in all matters. And the Lord knows that we ourselves need that wisdom. He knows that we cannot maneuver through life without him and do it in a victorious way that brings him glory. So he's allowed us to have whatever we need. He's provided it. And he's done it through Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, through his word, his power, and his will. And we have to grab that. We have to say, Lord, you know me. Help me out every single day. This is you. This is the day that you've made. I rejoice in that. And God, lead me and guide me in your day. Show me how to get victory in your day. Let me hear your voice in this day that you've made for me so that you can get glory. And even though I know how to do my job or I know how to do this with a blindfold on, I still need to hear your voice. I still need to hear your leading. I still need your guidance. I still need to hear what you have to say so that I don't stumble, that I don't make a mistake, that even though I'm used to doing this, I still need your wisdom. I still need your knowledge or insight so that I don't fail at what you've assigned me to do. So we want that wisdom. We want that knowledge and that truth to be there. Proverbs 14 and 12 says that there is a way that seemeth right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. And we don't want that. God understands that we need his wisdom, his knowledge, and his truth so that we can have that. Proverbs 3 and 6 tells us, in all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. This is talking about God. We want to acknowledge God in all of our ways. Even though we know how to do something and we've done it over and over and over again on the job and making deals and business, things are changing. People are coming in, and they're not always for us. But if we listen to the Holy Spirit and the guiding of the Holy Spirit, we won't allow the trap that has been set to be the snare for us. It will be that snare for someone else and not for us as we listen to the Holy Spirit. Acknowledging God in all of our ways, it's not just bringing God your ideas and your thoughts and your situations, and you're saying, God, bless this. It's saying, God, what is best? What is best? What is the best way? What would you have me to do? How do I need to act in this? How do I need to respond to this? How do I need to move in this? What decision do I need to make? How do I need to solve this problem? Because we have been anointed by God to solve problems. Our Father is a problem-solving God. So therefore, he's anointed us to solve problems. If we allow his wisdom, his knowledge, and understanding to be there, we will solve the problems that we are faced with. And anything that we can't solve, his spirit is there to lead us and guide us and tell us what to do. And God himself will step in, and he will do what we cannot do. But he has given us the victory in knowing that when we go to him and we pray, he will give us what we need. He will not give us a stone. If we're asking for bread, he's going to give us what we need because we have a good father. We have a good father who loves us. So we want him. Isaiah 55, 8 and 9 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. God knows the beginning from the end. He knows everything, and he knows how to bring us out with victory if we trust him and believe him. Trusting God is more than trusting him when things are good. When you're in hard situations and you have situations and circumstances that are overwhelming, trusting God means, God, I don't even know how you're going to do it, but I got to trust and believe that I'm not going to fail. I'm not going to go down. You have not brought me this far to leave me. You didn't save me that I will fail in life, that I will fail doing this. Because even in my job, when I'm in the right place and I'm in the right right position, you're going to make me prosper because you said whatever my hand sits forth to do, it's going to prosper. So you can't let me fail in this. You can't let me fail in the things that I'm doing for your glory. Even though it may be something that the world sees as secular, God is going to get glory out of it because you acknowledge him as Lord over your life. And you're saying, God, show me, lead me, guide me, tell me, and I'll follow your direction, and you will help me do what I cannot do myself. So that's what we want. We want God's leading. We want God's guiding. And God guides us in many different ways. Supernaturally, manifestations, which are dreams and visions. God can lead us and guide us in that. We have angels that he's assigned to us to minister to us. We have the Holy Spirit, which ministers the truth to all believers. He leads and guides in all truth. Of course, we have the Word of God, which is the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our pathway. And we want that. We want his word to be that to us, that lamp and that light. We want him to be that for every step that we take. In circumstances, God's there to give us what we need. He's there to show us his hand if we allow him. And discernment, we have discernment, which is honesty and prayerfully considering all things. We are discerning the divine will of God as we go before him in prayer. And then there are things that God will do in our life when we have priorities that we need to face. God will adjust our thinking to his. He will make us think and respond like him. We align ourselves as we acknowledge God, as we learn his ways, as we learn his teachings, as we learn his word. We're going to find what we need, and we're going to find peace. We're going to find rest. We're going to find it in every situation as we trust God. Even through tests that we go through, God is going to let us understand that we're not going to fail, and he's going to be right there. When we have integrity, we have allowed God to really move in integral places of our life, we'll see him show up more and more and more because we acknowledge him in all of our ways. Proverbs 11:3 says, integrity of the upright guides them, but the unfaithful are destroyed by their diplomacy, by their schemes, by their devices. And we want God to be the guide of our life. We want him to give us what we need. And God is the only one that can guide us and give us that counseling that we need for what we're facing. And we want that. We need that. I do. The Word of God is a great tool that we rely on and we should run to regardless. God's Word basically would never fail. Proverbs 30:5 says, every word of God is flawless. He's a shield to those who take refuge in him. So his Word is everything. The Word guides us and it gives us the capacity to love. The Word of God does that. God makes us basically be able to have peace and relax and rest on the inside. When all turmoil is going on around us, God causes us to be at peace in our spirits and in our hearts. God allows us to live and abide in his word. We abide and we live in his word, and that is an eternal promise. We're going to live and abide in that forever because everything else is passing away but the word. The word is Jesus Christ himself. He is the word. The word reminds us what we need to do and how we need to do it and how we need to go about it. It's there as a very present help with the Holy Spirit for us. The word never, ever, ever gets old. Never, never gets old. I don't care what generation, what century you're in. The word of God is right there and it's on time and it's accurate. It's to answer, to perform, empower everything that God is. The word of God has always something to tell us. Always, always we can learn, we can receive, we can get from the word if we allow the word to be more than just a letter, but we allow the Spirit of God to make it alive to us, make that power, that truth, authority alive in us by the Spirit of God, not just reading the word, but making, saying, God, I need your Spirit to breathe on this word, to make it alive, that when I read it, that I it causes more than just me to hear it, that I become active in it, that it becomes alive in me, that it empowers me, that it strengthens, that it heals me. That is the truth inside of me. And that's what you want. The Holy Spirit is there also to help us. And I don't have enough time today to get into the Holy Spirit. But next week we will come back and we'll talk about the Holy Spirit. But we'll also get into some things that we need for parenting and for marriage. We're going to get into some of those things next week. I pray that you have a wonderful weekend, that you praise and worship God on Sunday and give him everything you got because he's been so good to you. Be blessed, and we'll be back. And let the word of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to God. God bless you.